If you were with us a number of weeks ago, you may recall that we, in our service, thought about the victory that Jesus won over the devil. It was a story where Jesus was in the wilderness. He'd been starved of food. He was tired. He was at his lowest ebb, and yet he was able to defeat the devil because he resisted that temptation. And so he won a victory that day. And this morning, we are celebrating another victory, an even greater victory that Jesus won. And that was why we read from 1 Corinthians, that letter that Paul wrote, because what he was saying was Jesus has won a victory for us. And so at this point in our service, I thought we could just think together. There will be some pictures on the screen to help us in our thinking, but I'll share some thoughts too, just about why it was that Jesus needed to win this victory, how he won that victory for us, and then what we're supposed to do in light of that victory. So that first question is, well, why did we need a victory? Why did we need Jesus to come and win a victory for us? And to answer that question, we have to go all the way back to the very beginning when God created our world. Now, that's not to say that that's going to take a very long time for us to go from the beginning to today, but in the beginning, God created the world. And there's an idea in that picture of God having this blank canvas and with a paintbrush just filling it in, creating our world, creating our whole universe. And God made it perfect. God made it exactly as he wanted it. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful place, and he made us, he made human beings to live in that perfect world. We were to live together in peace and harmony. We were to live with God. It was to be wonderful. But something went wrong, because we, as human beings, chose to reject God. God told the first human beings, there's only one thing I want you to do, and that's to not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And do you know what they did? They rejected God. They said, we don't want to do things God's way. We are going to do things our way. And you know, we do that too sometimes, don't we? God says, I want you to live in a particular way, and we say, well, actually, we don't really want to. Or God calls us to be nice to one another. He calls us to treat one another fairly. And sometimes we're not very good at that. We can be a wee bit selfish, and we keep things to ourselves. And so because of that, our relationship with God ended up being broken. Our world became a very dark place. It became a place where lots of bad things sometimes happen. And perhaps the saddest thing of all is that death came into our world. Death came into our world because we did things our way instead of God's way. And you know, God could have left us like this. He could have said, fine, you go and you deal with the consequences of your rejection. But that, thankfully, is not what God is like. God loves us, you see. God loves us so completely that he wanted to look for a way to defeat evil and repair the relationship that had broken. And so we think about this as a victory. He needed to win a victory over sin and death. And that's why Jesus came to win us that victory. So this is why we needed a victory today. Because of the things that we have done wrong. How did Jesus win the victory for us? Well, first of all, we have Jesus as God in human form. Now, we don't know how that works, really. We don't know how it was that the big God of the universe, the God that was able to create everything, managed to fit inside a human body, but somehow he did it. Somehow he managed it. And it had to be that way because God's plan was that there was going to be a human being, a person who would stand and represent all of us. And because he was to represent all of us, it had to be a human being. And that human being was going to take upon himself the punishment of all for all the wrong things that we had done. And we'll say more about that in a moment. But all of us here today have done things wrong. And all of the people in the world right now, well, they sometimes do things wrong. And all the people in history, in the past, they do things wrong. All the people in the future, they're going to do things wrong. So the only way for this person, this man, to be able to take all of that wrong upon himself was if he was as big and as strong and as powerful as God. That was the only way that he'd be able to bear the weight of all of those things. And so Jesus was a human being, but he was also God. Because although he represents all of us as a human being, he needed to be God to hold the weight of everything we had done wrong. So Jesus won a victory for us by going to the cross and dying. Which may seem a little bit strange. It is strange, isn't it? Because generally, people that win victories don't die. The winner is usually the one that's still alive at the end of the day. But the cross of Jesus is a way, is God's way of showing us that sometimes he can do things in a way that is unexpected and different from how we as human beings would expect them to be done. Now, I'm sure we all know this morning that when we do something wrong, there's a consequence. If you, break your brother's toy, you get in trouble, you get grounded. If you steal your sister's sweeties, you get grounded, you get in trouble. And often, you will make your brother or sister upset. When we do things wrong, there's a consequence, there's a punishment, there's something has to be done to remind us, this was wrong, don't do it again. And those are just little examples of that. But on the cross of Jesus, we have the biggest example of all time of how there was a consequence for our wrong actions. Because Jesus took the punishment that we deserve. When we do things that make God sad, that make God angry, he doesn't come to us and say, well, I'm going to have to punish you for making me sad and angry. No, he says, it's okay, because Jesus has taken that punishment for you. And so instead, when God comes to us, it's not to give us into trouble, it's not to tell us off, it's to say, I love you. I've forgiven you. And I've forgiven you, and you can know I've forgiven you because Jesus has already taken the blame, taken the punishment for the things you have done. And so in this way, God was actually winning an amazing victory over the things that we've done wrong. Paul says that. Thank God for the victory through Jesus Christ. But that wasn't the only victory that God won, because today we remember the empty tomb. We celebrate that Jesus didn't stay dead. He came back to life. And in doing that, he won a victory over one of the saddest things in our world, and that's death. Death's a sad thing. We don't like it. It makes us, it's probably the most upsetting thing can happen when maybe a family member or a pet dies. And I think it upsets us so much because God didn't mean for us to ever know what death was like. That wasn't part of his original plan. And so when Jesus comes back to life, what he is doing is giving us as his followers an amazing promise. Because Jesus said to his disciples, what is true of me will become true of you as well. So Jesus comes back to life, and what he's saying to every single one of us today is that even if you die, there is life beyond death. There is hope for the future. And we can hold that to be true for our friends and family members who maybe pass away before us, but it's also true for us too. That one day, even if we die, we will experience the resurrection to new life like Jesus did. And we will be raised to new life in a new creation where everything is perfect. All of the badness of this world, all the sadness, all the pain has been taken away. It's a world as God intended it to be. And we will live with one another, and we will live with Jesus, and we will live with God. That is the hope of the Christian faith. That is the victory that Jesus has won. And so perhaps the most important question all of us here today need to ask is, well, what happens now? We've come to church this morning. We've celebrated that Jesus is alive. What now? What difference does that make to me? Firstly, I would say that it means that we need to believe in Jesus. We need to have faith in Jesus, because Jesus made it very clear in his life that the only way back to God was to believe in him. The only way to repair the broken relationship between us and God is through him. And so we have to trust Jesus. We have to have faith in Jesus. The second thing that happens now, well, perhaps we might want to share our faith with other people. Because when we talk about God forgiving us and God loving us, that's a wonderful gift that God gives. And it's not a gift that we are given in order to keep it to ourselves, tucked away somewhere, saying, this is mine and no one else's. No, it's a gift that God gives us to share. A gift that we share with our whole world in the hope that other people will come to believe in Jesus and see the love of God and the grace and forgiveness of God. The other thing that happens now is that we have hope for our future. Every single one of us who has faith, who has said, I believe in Jesus, we have hope for our future. We have hope that one day Christ will return, he will fix our world finally, and we will have that wonderful resurrection to new life. We'll have new bodies. We won't have the aches and pains of this life. Everything will be much better. All the aches, pains, sorrows, sadnesses of this world will pass away. And so that gives us hope for the future, but what it also does is it keeps us going today. It keeps us going today because it means that we can know that even when bad things happen, even when we have to go through difficulties in this life, there's hope for the future. And so that can help us to persevere, to keep on going, because one day God will fix it all. We will be with him. And so there you are. That is the story this morning. That's the thing that we celebrate, the victory that God has won for us through Jesus. Through the perfect creation, we made it bad by turning away from God. And Jesus came, he went to the cross, he took away all the bad things we've done, so one day we will be raised to new life in the resurrection. Jesus is our Savior and our King. He is the one in whom we have put our faith. He is the one whom has won the great victory for us. Through him, he has taken away our sin, and we have hope for eternal life. And so today we celebrate, we say, thanks be to God, for he has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's share in a prayer together. Lord God, we thank you so much for Jesus and for what we have shared this morning, remembering his resurrection, remembering the hope that that has given us for our future. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and keep every one of us here. You would help us to find faith and hold firmly to that faith once we have found it. May we know your love through Jesus Christ. May we know that we are forgiven. And we pray that you would bless us with this knowledge and keep us until that time of the resurrection. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just again to say that please don't feel the need to rush away. Please do stay on such a wonderful Sunday, a celebration Sunday. Come and have tea and coffee after the service. It would be great if we could all get together just to celebrate some more the resurrection of Jesus. And then if you want to celebrate even further, do come again tonight at 7 o'clock as we praise God for the wonderful thing he has done through Jesus Christ.